Chapter 7 Notes: The Progressive Era. Section 1, The Progressive Movement. Fighting Corruption. Americans took action against corruption in business and government. Powerful political machines controlled jobs and services in many cities. Many were dishonest and accepted bribes and kickbacks. Reformers wanted to break the power of political bosses like William M. Tweed of New York City. Presidents Rutherford B. Hayes and James Garfield tried unsuccessfully to change the spoils system, which rewarded jobs and favors to political supporters. In 1883, Congress passed the Pendleton Act, establishing the Civil Service Commission to give examinations for federal jobs. Controlling business. The government passed acts to regulate businesses and transportation. New laws were established to regulate big business, which was thought to have too much control over the economy and the government. The Sherman Antitrust Act was passed in 1890 to control trusts and monopolies. The Interstate Commerce Act, passed in 1887, required railroads to charge and publish reasonable and just rates to deal with the railroad oligopoly. Reformers also wanted to lower the tariffs that they believed increased the price of goods. The New Reformers. Writers exposed corruption in business and government, and voters gained more power in choosing candidates. Reformers sought to end injustice and solve social problems in the early 1900s. The American Socialist Party, founded by Eugene V. Debs, believed the government should own and operate major industries on behalf of all people. Progressives wanted the government to regulate industry rather than own. Journalists called muckrakers aided the reformers by exposing dirt and corruption in society. Lincoln Steffens exposed corrupt machine politics in New York and other cities. Ida Tarbell described the oil trust's unfair practices. In his novel The Jungle, Upton Sinclair shocked people with horrors of the meatpacking industry. This led to Congress passing laws requiring food and medicine to be accurately labeled. Several important reforms originated in Oregon. With the initiative, voters could place an issue on the ballot in a state election. Voters could accept or reject issues that the state legislature enacted with the referendum. The recall allowed voters to remove incompetent elected officials. The 17th Amendment to the Constitution, passed in 1912, set forth the direct election of senators. Section 2, Women and Progressives. Women's roles change. Roles began to change for middle-class women in the late 1800s. Smaller families, children in school, and easier housework provided women with more free time, which many used to pursue higher education and work in professional careers. The term New Woman referred to an educated, modern woman with interests outside the home. Needing an outlet for her energy and intelligence, Jane Addams set up Hull House to assist disadvantaged people. Mother Cabrini, an Italian nun, inspired many women to work with the poor. Women used their talents and energy to form clubs which focused on cultural activities and social problems. The Phyllis Wheatley Club of New Orleans set up classes, recreational activities, and social services. The National Association of Colored Women, founded by Mary Church Terrell, established hospitals and worked for woman suffrage. The fight for suffrage. Women in the United States gained the right to vote in 1920. The 15th Amendment gave voting rights to free men but did not extend them to women. Many abolitionists became suffragists, fighting for women's right to vote. By 1917, the National American Woman Suffrage Association had more than 2 million members. Groups protesting against suffragists believed woman suffrage would lead to divorce and neglect of children. The 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote, went into effect in 1920. Women and social reform. Women were active in many social reform efforts to improve the lives of others. Many middle-class women worked to improve the lives of immigrants and society as a whole. Many women staffed and supported libraries, schools, and settlement houses. Some women-sponsored laws to improve working conditions for women and children. The Women's Trade Union League urged working women to form labor unions. The Women's Christian Temperance Union, led by Frances Willard, supported the prohibition of alcohol. Section 3, Progressive Presidents. Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt believed that businesses must be regulated. Theodore Roosevelt became president in 1901 after President William McKinley was assassinated. In contrast to McKinley, Roosevelt believed in progressive reforms and was known as a trustbuster who obtained indictments against the railroad, beef, oil and tobacco industries. After Roosevelt threatened to send federal troops to work in mines and produce coal, mine owners finally agreed to arbitration to settle a labor dispute. Roosevelt won the presidential election in 1904, promising people a square deal, fair and equal treatment for all. Roosevelt gave the Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration the power to visit businesses and inspect the products that were produced there. Roosevelt also supported conservation, the protection and preservation of the country's natural resources. William Howard Taft. Conflict between Roosevelt and Taft led to Woodrow Wilson's election as president. William Howard Taft won the presidential election in 1908. Taft supported the 16th Amendment, which allowed Congress to tax citizens' incomes to collect money for the federal government. Claiming that Taft was weak with tariffs and conservation, Roosevelt challenged Taft for the Republican presidential nomination in 1912. Roosevelt had won ever a primary, but Taft still received the Republican nomination. Roosevelt formed the Progressive Party, also called the Bull Moose Party. The split of the Republican Party hurt both candidates and enabled Democrat Woodrow Wilson to win the election. Wilson persuaded Congress to adopt a lower tariff on imports and pass the Federal Reserve Act to regulate banking. Wilson also helped to establish the Federal Trade Commission to investigate unfair trade practices, and supported the Clinton Antitrust Act of 1914. Section 4, Excluded from Reform. Prejudice and discrimination. Many members of ethnic and religious minority groups in the United States faced discrimination and even violence. During the 1800s, many Catholics and Jews faced discrimination because of their religion. Discrimination was also based on race. In California and other Western states, Asians faced prejudice and resentment. Although officially free, African Americans were continually denied the basic rights held by white citizens. The Ku Klux Klan lashed out against minorities, including Catholics, Jews, and immigrants, as well as African Americans. Many Americans held biased views that white, male, native-born Americans had the right to make decisions for all of society. Struggle for equal opportunity. Minority groups in the United States sought to end discrimination and obtain equal rights. Born enslaved, Booker T. Washington taught himself to read and established the Chesapeake Institute, which taught African Americans farming and industrial skills. W.E.B. Du Bois, the first African American to receive a doctorate degree from Harvard, argued that the right to vote was the way to end racial inequality. Ida Wells and the National Association of Colored Women fought lynchings and other forms of racial violence. Dr. Carlos Montezuma and the Society of American Indians worked to improve living conditions for Native Americans and to teach white America about Native cultures. Mexican Americans also faced discrimination and violence. Mutualistas provided insurance and legal help to those living in barrios,